Billy!
Good morning, Mr. Wizard.
Billy, do you enjoy going swimming?
Oh, yes, Mr. Wizard. I love to jump in the pool and
It was a simple question, Billy. I didn't want a dissertation.
Sorry.
Do you know why it is you float in the water?
I suppose it's because I'm buoyant.
Don't be silly, Billy. Huh? It's because you're buoyant.
I learn something new every day.
That's what I'm here for, Billy.
Okay.
You'll notice that we're standing next to a swimming pool.
Uh-huh.
Toss in that inner tube.
Okay. Look, it floats on the surface.
Brilliant observation, Billy.
Thank you.
It is very buoyant. And now toss in the bowling ball.
Okay, straight to the bottom.
No buoyancy at all.
Yeah.
It's interesting, Billy. The human body is just buoyant enough to keep us afloat, as long as we're not carrying too much excess weight.
Uh-huh.
Did you put on that special bathing suit I sent you, Billy?
Sure did, Mr. Wizard. It's nice and light and comfortable, too.
Good. Now jump into the pool.
Okay.
As you can see, Billy floats easily in the water.
Hey.
But look,
hey.
That special bathing suit he has on is made out of compressed sponge. Notice how it gets heavier and heavier as it gets loaded down with water. Billy's natural buoyancy has been overcome by his bathing suit, which probably weighs in the neighborhood of 50 pounds by now. The only way he can regain his buoyancy now is to get rid of the suit altogether. Well, do you suppose Billy will stay in the water or come out and face humiliation in front of millions of television viewers? Well, next time, we'll be back to this same pool again, because we've stocked it with the world's most interesting fish, the piranha. Until then, this is Mr. Wizard saying, bye-bye.